The American dream has become a nightmare. Signs of the time are on cardboard, on corners in town. Like a cancer that's silently spreading, there's an unspoken fear. We're on our way down. We must take America back. Main Street to Wall Street, cities and states, Washington, D.C. Before it's too late, there's not long. We need leaders who lead us, not stick us and bleed us, then ransom our future and our children's, that's wrong. We must take America back as liberty weeps, our forefathers spin in their graves. Pray God will bless some way out of this mess. We must take America back.
Welcome back to the second half hour of the gathering offering. The situation going on with Donald Trump began almost immediately, since I, you know, have played golf pretty competently at times in my life. Because I have an interest in golf, I try and stay up with that. Almost as soon as Donald Trump became president of the United States the first time, he owned the Doral Country Club. He had bought it a few years before. And he had a PGA tournament. I played Doral and actually could play, you know, championship course where they had a tournament established. And, you know, I was like 4 or 5 under par. So I could actually, when I was 16, if I played 4 rounds in a row like that, I would have won the tournament. Anyway, as soon as they did that, the PGA said, oops, we're going to take your tournament. We're going to send it to Mexico City, to a really bum course. But they took away that tournament that Donald Trump had. They have continuously gone after him every way that they can. I would suggest, I'm taking a wild guess, suggesting a wild guess. Boy, that's not good, is it? I would dare say that since Donald Trump became president of the United States, that he's lost 40% of his net worth by the various attacks that the world powers have done to him. And he's still fighting. It is absolutely incredible that the National Archives, which requests items from the president after he's not in office, they requested a list of things from Donald Trump. He supplied every single item, including, hey, if you need anything else, let me know. People don't talk about that fact. They don't talk about that letter. They don't talk about that the National Archives is in charge of getting all classified at virtually every level papers back, and they put them into the archives thing. Now, many times, individuals cannot look at the certain documents for 40 or 50 years, but they have them all. So what did the bad guys do? They have a raid. They go through his wife's clothing. What did she do? She took 10 pages of classified, highly classified stuff and stuck it in her mink coat. It actually went through all of her clothes. And now they've got a judge that's on the record for being anti-Trump saying, well, the FBI is going to release these affidavits, but only certain parts. And that judge ruled, I believe yesterday it was, that it's going to take a few weeks for them to know which items to black out, redact, so you can't read it. And if somebody like Donald Trump is getting treated like this, what do you think that I or you have a chance in a courtroom? I used to go to courtrooms and do a lot of interesting things. It's gone, being able to have a chance. The corruption is at every level. Now, if you've got approximately $7 or $8 billion, why don't you get out there, speak up, start telling the truth, and let them come attack you? Of course, that's the lower number that Trump probably has now, okay? If they haven't locked some more of it up. They're going after certain people. Now, oh, wait, let me stop. Do I think that everything that Donald Trump did when he was in office was a really good thing? No, not necessarily. On a number of issues, I said, oops, that's not good. And he really peed him off. Now for an update, just on something that most people would not be interested in, unless you understood something a little bit better, and you had a history like me of enjoying high-level golf. The Tiger Woods came out just a few days ago, and he said the PGA will not exist in 2 years' time. That's because the Saudi Arabians said, oops, we want to get all the advertising, be in control of all the advertising for professional golf in the world. And they have offered various players to come join their Saudi Arabian LIV as much as $100 million to switch over to the Saudis. Can you believe that? Right in front of people's noses, they're watching something that's been around for I don't know how many decades, 7, 8, 9, 10, 12, being destroyed. And everybody says, well, I don't play golf. I don't watch golf. I don't care. Well, you're talking about a monster organization, the Professional Golf Association, PGA, in the United States. And all of the advertisers are now saying, whoops, there's 30-35% of the players have gone to LIV. Isn't that interesting? Destroying another item that at one time was pretty good. So if they can take down the PGA, do you think they can take down me or you? They can take down anybody they want to focus on. Their focus is on people that have the proper DNA. Right now on TV, on my TV at least, they advertise you can get 12 tests for COVID sent to your house for free. 12 tests. Really? And, you know, who's paying for that? 12 tests. Well, everybody in the country is having to pay for that with the funny money that they're reprinting on a constant basis. And what do those tests do? Every time you take a test, they tell you what your the test shows what DNA you have. And people's going to, hey, I got 12 for free. Here, all you got to do is do this little thing. They talk to their neighbors and just put your name and your address and everything, and you have free one right now. People run around thinking they're helping the entire country by sitting there taking these tests. Now, the shame of these tests is this. There is a significant number of people that do not fear the Lord, and they have good DNA. and they're taking these tests. I mean, they've just come out in the last 2 weeks saying that unequivocally the certain tests are affecting the DNA when it hits the liver, when it hits the kidney. It changes the DNA even in your liver and your kidney, and then, boom, it goes through your whole system. They've got numerous ways to do this. Now, the absolute sad thing, but I try not to be sad because I know this is all the will of the Father. What he wants, he's getting. There is going to be a phenomenal number of people, good people. They're going to take this test. It's going to alter their DNA. And those particular good people are going to turn out to be some of the very strongest, not all of them, but a good percentage of them, very strong in stopping the complete slaughter in the And I know some people that I consider to be very good, and they went ahead and then they got, oh, I'm afraid of the COVID. And they took the COVID shots. Now, if these shots are any good, ladies and gentlemen, please tell me why you got to have one shot, then you got to have a second shot, then you got to have a follow-up shot, and then you got to take some pills, you know, that are, you know, shots, but they don't have liquid in them. Why is it that the President of the United States has taken all these other things? And a few weeks ago, he comes down and tests positive with COVID. And then he's okay. And then he comes down with COVID again. How stupid can anybody be? Now, it's also very interesting. In the last 2 weeks, they now have polio coming back into the United States. It's been gone for decades. Nobody had it. And while we, now polio's come back. Now they're going to want you to, you know, they're going to, you know, spray it, do all the things they can do with it, put it in food, and, you know, let me tell you what, being paralyzed from the neck down, like my mom was, and then in an iron lung for almost 4 months, had to stay in it 24 hours a day, eventually drowned on her own fluid because a nurse fell asleep and didn't drain my mom's lungs of all the fluid. Yeah, I have an interest in this because they murdered my mom. They tried to murder my dad. It didn't work. But we did have another guy come up in the Oval Office, and he went after my dad. I was at the meeting when I watched. I was sitting at the table with the president and my dad. And I know what happened in 1968. I was there. I can tell you the exact words of many of the comments. So I'm not somebody that just makes stuff up. I've been there on a lot of issues. Now, here's the thing. If you do not show your loyalty to the Father and his only begotten Son, and I would love to be able to try and tell you that, golly gee, I'm showing my loyalty in every single fashion. I don't know how to show my loyalty in every single fashion. And I've read and I've studied and I've studied. There's things that I've read and tried to learn and learn. I know it has to be done, but I have no idea how to do it, okay? And I actually am supposed to be fairly good at that. But I couldn't figure out all the things. But you know what? Men can quit shaving their beards. Men can quit wearing just a mustache or a goatee or any of that stuff. It tells you unequivocally that you cannot make cuttings in your beard. You're required to wear a beard. Now, I also understand, and I was a coward about that. I wanted to wait till my dad died before I grew a beard. I spent 7 years, you know, agonizing about this. Excuse me. I spent 5 years agonizing about this. And when he died, I started growing a beard. Okay. Now, women have even more of a problem. No, they don't necessarily have to shave a beard off their face, but I've seen women that have to do that. But women, you know, they're trained, indoctrinated. Oh, you got to shave underneath your arms. You got to shave your legs. Women can quit doing that. And they can say, I don't care. Now, am I telling women what to do? I'm just telling them what the law says. But you know what? If a man cannot shave, it makes pretty good common sense that a woman can't shave. And by the way, when you have a beard or actually various hair on women, guess what? You can see some problems on certain people. And I'm aware of seeing those. Now, I didn't know about those when I saw them, but when I read the book, I said, oops, there's a real problem here. And yeah, you can learn something about the shape of somebody's beard. You can learn something about the shape of their hairline on the back of their head. You can do that same thing on the front of their head. You can also, there's another item that is on the men and women that on the top of their head, from the front of the forehead, all the way back to as much as middle of their head. You can learn about those things. You can know how to stay away from certain people. Don't have anything to do with it. Now, listen to me saying that. And for decades, this idiot, Jerry Kirk, donated pretty good amounts of funds to people I should have never given a dime to. Because I didn't know squat from Chinola. And it sickens me that I gave money to organizations helping people that I should have never helped. I did it wrong. I did it wrong. You couldn't get me to give 10 cents to some of these people. You couldn't get me to give them a rotten apple if they were starving. No, I will not help bad guys in any way that I can know not to help them. You have to develop an attitude. And if you don't want to develop an attitude, shame on you. I'm doing my best to let you know. Now, in the last half hour of this particular show, I'm going to go into something that I know absolutely, unequivocally, measured, been there, done it, and I'm going to tell you something that most people are not going to like. And I'm also going to say things that some people are going to say, you know, I this might be right. However, this is going to give a big conflict with me, you know, men or women. And I understand that. I can't make decisions for other people. But I can tell you that as best as I can, I am doing exactly, and have been doing, for over three decades of what I'm going to talk about in the last half hour of this show. Now, if anybody would like to call in, the call-in number is 512-248-8252. I'm not here to necessarily make people feel good. They will live better. They will have a much better chance of getting back to heaven. That's where I want to go. Now, fortunately, for those good guys and good gals that have been deceived, and they had fear of some disease, they are mentioned in the good book. We're having a station break. Thank you.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Consider this. Dead people see only what they want to see. And frankly, most of us are still dead. Let me give you the lessons of gold and five easy lessons. Number one, don't buy it because you need to make money. You buy gold because you need to protect the money you already have. Don't ever look at the price as a barrier. Look at it as an incentive. Number three, don't buy its paper pretenders. We talked about that a lot. Buy gold. Buy the real thing in the form of coins and bullion. Fourth, don't fall prey to glitzy television or Facebook ads. Do your due diligence instead. And that's what I try to provide you with and have for 26 and a half years on the air and 30 years in this profession. Fifth, don't allow naysayers to divert your interest. Allow yourself the right to protect your interests as you see fit. Jeff Bennett here. One of the ways you can do that is to contact Kettle Moraine Limited. Contact me by calling or texting me at 602-799-8214. 602-799-8214. You can also email me at kettlemoraineltd@cox.net. Let me help you protect your wealth and your family today. Once again, call or text us at 602-799-8214 or visit our website, SierraMadrePreciousMetals.com. Be glad to help you out. Be glad to answer your questions. That's what we're here for. No pressure, just good, hard, common sense. The decision then becomes up to you.
Gathering offering for the short segment and the first half hour. I want to point out to you that in the second half hour of the second hour of this show, I'm going to point something out to you that is going to upset a lot of people. A lot of people are going to say, well, you know, even if I wanted to do that, it would be almost impossible for me to do that. Now, I understand that this is going to put a lot of people, if they want to listen to something, going to put them in a, what we might call a tizzy. well, how do I do this and how do I do that? I can't do them both. I understand that. I understand that, you know, many, many people have been drug into the system of the destroyers of everything of value in the world. They're called Canaanites, the ones that destroy all this. Their love is money. And that money brings them power, which is what they love more. And so they want more money and they want more power. And they don't care whether they use witchcraft, sorcery, murders, rapes, anything to get what they want. You have some really bad people that, well, it really shouldn't even be, they shouldn't even be called people if you want to get right to it. They should be called evil spirits. And they are the ones that are doing this. They're doing it for one reason. Because our forefathers and mothers did not keep the law. And so now a price has to be paid. It will be paid. It will not be easy. If it was easy, everybody could do it. Oh, okay, well, all you have to do is take a quarter, flip it upside down, flip it with your finger, and as long as you get two heads and one tail, you win. Mm-hmm. Well, and if you don't like that, do that test again, just like the COVID, and keep doing it till you get two heads and one tail. Then you win. That's the easy way. Always an escape thing. There's no escape clause into what we're going into. People say you're gloom and doom. Okay, my voice may sound gloom and doom, but guess what? My heart is cheering. My brain is cheering. Because I can't imagine how bad it would be for me to have to come back again at another time and go through and watch the misery that is being inflicted on good men, good women, good children. I can't comprehend how bad hell has to be. I think that we're in hell right now. That's because I got a limited brain. But I know that hell's got to be worse than what I'm going through and what you're going through. I can't comprehend how bad that is. And I don't even want to have to come back and do this again and again and maybe another time. I don't know how many times there are to clean up your act. I have no idea of that number. But eventually, every single individual that the Father wants to redeem by them giving their lives for the Father and dying for the Father, knowing that they're dying for the Father, that is be the, you know, if that tag can be put on me, I would be the happiest camper in the world. But I don't know if I will succeed. I don't think anybody knows. You have to get ready, get your head ready, get your body in shape. You have to start thinking out of the box. How am I going to be able to participate in eliminating the bad guys? One way you eliminate them is by following the Father's laws. Because every time you keep another one of the Father's laws, that's like a wound that you're putting on them. They know that. Bad guys know that. Oh, a break. Thank you.
While you were sleeping, they came and took it all away.
I want the truth! You can't handle the truth!
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Real news, real talk, real people. Because you can handle the truth.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855, the number 2, keep it today.
What would you say if I told you we have a new tool that will increase production and lower maintenance costs for your meat processing company, and it would pay for itself in just 6 weeks?
When pigs fly!
The new EaseOff Model EZ4 replaces old spring-style carcass droppers and is faster, safer, and more reliable. The EaseOff lowers or lifts 1,000 pounds to or from your rail automatically using our remote control.
Sounds expensive! Can I afford it?
Can you afford not to try the EaseOff? It installs fast with just 3 bolts in place of your current dropper. The effortless operation will reduce fatigue and injuries, speed up your line, eliminate downtime, and increase profit.
How can I order my EaseOff?
Go to EaseOff.com, EazeOff.com, and hurry, because we are offering $200 off on the new EZ4 for a limited time. EaseOff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too. EaseOff LLC, Summersville, Missouri, 417-932-6419.
Extendivite really works. Kate, great for bodybuilding or endurance athletes. I can't say enough about Extendivite. It brings more oxygen to your muscles while working out. I never bought this product for heart health, but to improve circulation, and I am not at all disappointed. I noticed an immediate boost in my gym performance, but I thought I would wait to review in case it was a placebo effect. It definitely was not. This is the most powerful supplement I have ever taken in 30 years of bodybuilding. I have taken everything. Extendivite outperforms them all. The ability to squeeze just one more rep or add just a few more pounds to the barbell depends on your ability to carry oxygen where it counts, deep inside your muscle tissues. The added benefits of heart and liver health I consider a bonus. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Xtendovite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with
I guess right now that I'm back on the air, I'm not sure. I cannot hear the music anymore from RBN. Okay, thanks. Anyway, I was told that Scott from Nevada has called in. Are you there, Scott?
Hello, Jerry. Do you hear me okay?
Yes, sir.
Hello? Yes.
Yeah.
I have a question. A couple of weeks ago, I heard you say in passing, I didn't get the context, but I thought I heard you say that you had stopped eating chicken. Did I hear you correctly?
Due to economic problems, I have not been purchasing chicken because of the expense.
Okay, I was wondering why. I thought maybe something was... I'm glad we raised our own. Okay, Jerry, that's all I had for you. Thanks.
Yeah, just to let you know, Scott, my chickens that I do have, they're up to where I'm able to have 6 eggs a day. Mm-hmm. Raw.
That's excellent. Oh, good going. Ours are not laying too well, but then it's 105 degrees. Okay. Okay, Jerry, I'll listen to the rest of your show here.
Okay, Scott. Anyway, my chickens also are free range. They generally let out at 7 in the morning and put back in at 7 in the evening. And they free range all around the house, all within inside the fenced area. And they work the entire yard. And, yeah, they do scratch out some areas that, yeah, then you got to work on them and fix them. But I like the eggs. And with the price of eggs that has skyrocketed in the last number of months, I'm saving a lot of money by raising my own. And I know what's in my eggs. I don't have a bunch of garbage in my eggs. I don't have chickens that are forced to have, you know, one or even two eggs a day. And then those eggs are they have, you know, it's almost nothing on these high production chickens. It's not good at all. And yet they charge you a fortune. Anyway, so I'm doing good on that particular area. Whenever I can get up over four a day, then it's good for me. Anyway, thank you, Scott, for those comments. Now, I'm going to be double-faced right now. In other words, I'm going to talk out of one side of my mouth and talk out of the other side of the mouth. And I'm going to bring up where I'm splitting my mouth. It's never good to split your mouth. The seventh appointed day is a measurable event. I have measured it. I've had people come over and look at the measurements. I've had people walk around my house and my barn shaking their heads when they see certain particular items of the measurements. And I measured even, E-V-E-N. Even is when the day starts and the day begins. And beyond a shadow of a doubt, if one does history study, he who studies history is less likely to repeat history. He that does not study history is doomed to repeat history. So the day starts at 12 noon. Now, all the bad guys wanted to make sure no one knew anything about that, so they changed all that years and years ago and said, guess what? We're going to start the day at 12 midnight. Everybody thinks that they're doing a good job. They start the day in darkness, and they end their day in darkness. Whereas under the Father's laws, you start your day in the brightness, and you end your day in brightness. Absolutely amazing. Light and black. Amazing. No, most people don't get that. The seventh appointed day begins on Thursdays at even, noontime. And it goes on till Friday at noontime. Now, there could be just one or two people out there, just one or two that said, snap, that's right. But then they go, my God, I've got a job. And I'm at work on Thursday at noon. I'm at work till Friday at noon. Because they start at, say, 8 o'clock in the morning. And they start on Thursday, you know, and they start. And they are the last half of their day. They're working on the seventh appointed day. Seventh appointed day is for people to basically stop working, relax, and just enjoy the beauty of the world. Just sit there and say, wow, look at this. And also to say, you know, I need to do this next week, and I need to do this next month. Get your head straight. Make yourself a little, little list. Get the stress off of you. Now, there's going to be people say, there's no way. I can't do this. I've got a job. Well, you can make a choice. You can tell whoever your employer is, hey, I want to work Mondays, Tuesdays, Wednesdays, Saturdays, and Sundays. Now, if they won't let you do that, well, find another job. Report in sick or get sick every Thursday early in the morning. Don't get better till Friday afternoon. Of course, that ain't going to last long. But you have to deal with that. I don't have to deal with that. Now, I said I'm going to speak off of the other side of my mouth. Now, there's also something called daylight savings time. And so you spring forward in the spring. And so now, if you think 12 noon is when the day starts, you're wrong. Because it would have been 11 o'clock today in my time zone. Now, what did I do? I forgot about the time zone today. And I was doing some work. And I said, oops, you dumb idiot. You were supposed to have been stopped working a half hour ago. And I cussed myself. I said, how can you be so absolutely blank, blank, stupid? I said some of this out loud. Yet I know what I'm supposed to do. And I messed up today. So here I'm telling you what we have to do. And I broke it. And I haven't just broke it once in the last 31 years. Every once in a while, I forget. I get involved in what I'm working in, and I forget. Now, of course, we also remember, at a certain particular time of the year, we spring backwards. And we get back to the proper time, not when the day starts, but at least now you know what, it's not 11, it's 12. And that keeps people confused. It keeps them out of balance all the time. There's items that can be seen when you're measuring noontime, and I've seen this. And the first time I saw it, I said, that can't be. It can't be. I got to do this tomorrow because it can't be what I saw. So I wasn't affected the first time I saw it because I knew I had to make a mistake. So the next day I got out there and I double checked every single thing that I had to do that was plumb or level. Facing the exact direction on the compasses. I used three at a time to make sure I had everything exactly right. And dadgummit, if the second day I saw it again. And I walked around my house. And I walked around my barn. And I said, that's impossible. It's totally impossible. Well, I called up four or five people that I knew. Now, two of them got over there the first time, you know, were the first there, and then two other guys got there, then another guy got there. They saw what I saw, and they walked around the barn in my house, shaking their heads. They said, that's impossible. That's impossible. And yet they saw it. They look, you know, they got there early to see all the measurements, to confirm everything, and bingo, bango, they saw what I saw. All five guys. Now, there were other people that knew me and knew I don't make up stories about stuff like this. This was shattering. I mean, just shattered my life. Because nobody ever found it in any research, never found anybody ever talking about it, nobody ever joking about it, nothing. Well, when it hits exactly noontime, even, the shadow of the sun goes backwards for 20 minutes. And then after 20 minutes, the shadow of the sun moves forward and catches up to where it's supposed to be. Now, if you don't think that is distressing, I want somebody to explain to me, because the people that I've known and seen it, that have, you know, reviewed the information, how in the world does the sun or the earth go backwards for 20 minutes? How does that happen? I'd like somebody to tell me how that happens. I have no way of knowing except that I did read something 2 weeks ago, I believe, about the only begotten son, when he was a child, sitting down with all the astronomers and this, that, and the other, and explaining to them all kinds of things that they didn't know at all. Well, I don't know how to explain the shadow of the sun going backwards. It didn't just happen on a certain day. It happened every day. Now, if it was really cloudy, or if it was raining, obviously you can't do a measurement of this type. You have to have sunshine at that particular time. And there were some days it was cloudy, but, you know, it cleared up. And I said, okay, it's clear. Let's get out there and go take a measurement, see if that makes a change. No, it didn't make a change. The seventh appointed day is very, very important. I do realize that some people, the strain and the pressure of trying to keep the seventh appointed day is monstrous. But you got to figure out how you can understand it. Maybe some people will get away with saying, I'm sorry, I'm sorry, I'm sorry, over and over and over to the Father. But if they're real sorry, they'll find a way to get their job if they have to have a job. And they'll get it where they are able to do that. I missed today by 30 minutes. To the best of my memory, it's been 3 or 4 months since I did that. I used lots of nasty words on myself. I know when it's. I know what I'm supposed to do, and I screwed up today. I want you to think about this. Do you really think that the Catholic Church would tell you the proper exact day of what the most important day of your week? Do you think the Catholic Church would do that? No, they wouldn't. Who is the Catholic Church? Rome's earliest name was Romulus. And that was because the king of Romulus was King Romulus. He founded Rome in 753 BC, specific day. Rome is also known as the capital Mundi, M-U-N-D-I, Mundi. That it translates capital of the world. Did anybody know that M-U-N-D-I means world? Not too hard to get C-A-P-U-T, it's a capital. Did you know that is the name of Rome, capital of the world? No, you didn't know that, I bet you. It's also called Rome, the Golden City. And the reason it's called the Golden City, it's the home of all the gods. The Father in heaven is not a god, because if you read it from right to left, it means dog. And all right was from right to left. They just left that one word in there, so no one would know that when you say God, and you're talking about the Father in heaven, you're actually not doing yourself any favor at all. The only begotten Son says unequivocally, call none Father, save he that is in heaven. Look that up. Read it. I never called my dad Father. I always called him Dad. Got lucky on that one. Never called him Father. Now, the father of the gods was Zeus, from the Greek name. His Roman name was an equivalent to the word Jupiter. Rome is the head, the decider, the playmaker of all the manure that's happening in this world. They control the banks. They control the media because they control all the money. And you've got to understand, Rome's entire job is to get as many people to go to hell if they can. And yes, I look forward to the day, if I'm still alive, that Rome burns and sinks into the ground. I look forward to that day. I may be dead and not see it, but it will go down. It'll go down big time. And here's the funny thing. When Rome goes down, there are going to be thousands of bad guy, big, giant, rich guys that are going to realize all of their money and their power is gone. And they're all going to commit suicide. Boy, that's going to just make me so upset. I, gee whiz, I'm going to have to get an extra box of tissue paper. We are approaching a deadline, ladies and gentlemen. It is the most beautiful thing that could happen to this planet. I look forward to it with great gladness. But yes, I have to take and tell you, there's things that are going to be really damn tough. And actually, if I was speaking just to men, I would have to use some very attractive words. But those attractive words are not polite to use when children or maybe women are listening. But men understand those words real good. You need to get started. You must pick something. How about looking at the dietary laws in the Old Testament? What you can and you cannot eat. Okay. Yeah, you're allowed to eat a chicken. No problem with eating a chicken. They've gotten too expensive for me, and I don't have enough chickens to process my own chickens. And so from 3 months ago, I have one little bitty box of wings and dings in my freezer. And I said, I'm just going to go and them because I like chicken. I don't eat any of the insides now. But, you know, I'm going to wait. Maybe the price is down. Maybe I just have to say, wow, the price of chickens came down. I think I'll eat that, you know, egg pieces in my freezer. And yes, I've had to cut back tremendously. But I'm still breathing. I'm still talking. And yes, it is not difficult. I mean, it is difficult to cut. It's going to get worse. As it gets worse, smile. Understand the joy that is coming. And if you cannot understand that we have to have the sword being brought to us, as I began this today's show, we have to have a sword to prepare ourselves because the sword of the bad guys is coming for us. If you don't want to get prepared, don't come whining and crying to me, because if you haven't done diddly squat, I'm not going to invite you into my camp if I have a camp. I'm going to say, you got to go out there and get something done on your own. You got to learn how to be independent from all the bad guys and be 100% dependent on the Father, His only begotten Son, and the Father's laws. Now, I can't keep them all. Can't means you don't want to, the way I was raised. Don't know them, don't know how to keep them. But I can keep a few. You can too. Be positive. Always remember, something is better than nothing. Think about that. If you were really, really hungry and you saw an apple that was half eaten on the ground, fell out of somebody's bag, and there was nobody around, you know, would you stop and say, well, that's half of an apple. It looks like it's only been here a few hours and you're starving. Don't you think you'd eat that apple? Yeah. I would. Would I eat a squirrel? Nah. Not allowed to eat anything with paws and claws. When I learned that one, I went, oh, man. The squirrels and other animals that have paws and claws are pretty damn easy to get in the woods. But I'm not allowed to eat any of them. I'm not going to do it if I'm starving, even. I'll get dig up roots out of the ground to eat if I have to. If I have to, I'll chew sand and spit it out. Hope I got some water there. But I am as dedicated. Now, do I keep every bit of pork out of my diet? I don't know. Because in your ingredients, it says 99% so-so. It doesn't say 100%. So I can't guarantee you that they haven't stuck 1% of pork in something or other items I'm not allowed to eat. And boy, isn't that nice? We're going to give you 99%, not 100%. Well, you know, there could be some waste on the processing tools and packaging. That's BS. Everybody knows that's BS. That's so they can put a little bit of garbage in your food. That's the society we have. Oh, and some of that little bit of garbage causes cancer. Oops. Just like holding a cell phone to your head as many hours as I see people do it. And that causes cancer. Oh, how do you get rid of internal cancer? You flood your body with oxygen. How do you do that? Well, maybe you could look it up. Yeah, you could actually do some homework, do some research, find out that internal cancer is cured with oxygen. External cancer on your skin, things like that, that's done by preventing oxygen getting to that rash, spot, whatever you're talking about. Because skin cancer lives in oxygen. It's actually that simple to take and cut off all the oxygen to skin cancer. And guess what? If you just keep your mouth shut about it and you go about it and you see some pieces start falling off your body, you'll say, wow, all I did was keep the oxygen off. Now, how do you do that? Well, why don't you go look it up? Why don't you look at the various salves that you can put on skin cancer? Of course, shave your skin a little bit. You're allowed to do that for health reasons. It's in the book. And you cover it up with something that is a salve that doesn't let oxygen through it, and then you put a bandage around it. Now, if you don't want to shave it, guess what? You just use a little bit more bandage around and wrap it around, and then you can change it once a day and not have to have your hair pulled. Golly gee, I guess a lot of people can take the hair. Thank you for the last hour of the gathering offering. Have a nice day. Bye-bye. We need leaders to lead us, not stick us and bleed us, and take all our money and send it abroad. We must take America back. We need prayer in the schools and more things made in USA. It's the least we can do for the red, white, and blue. We must take America back. We must take America back.
Have you been looking for a trusted long-term storable food company? We have a solution for you. Simply Clean Foods is dedicated to providing the best quality food you can buy next to fresh from a farmer's market. Our line of resealable fruits, vegetables, and meats are suitable for everyday use, and you won't have to worry about throwing away valuable groceries ever again. Our food is completely GMO-free, and our stringent quality controls, plus testing for heavy metals, makes us unique in the storable foods market. Simply Clean Foods' primary focus is to bring clean food to people all around the world and change the way we look at freeze-dried food in our daily cooking. When you purchase from Simply Clean Foods, not only will you be receiving high-quality food, but you will also be supporting veterans in need across the country and those who are affected by natural disasters.
Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on long-term food storage in the rotating sponsors banners to support RBN.
Simply Clean Foods. Do it today.
You're listening to Real Talk Radio. Only on the Republic Broadcasting Network.